From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a contingent of U.S. Marines arrives in northeast Syria. The Marines are there to provide artillery support to local forces in the upcoming assault on the city of Raqqa, which the Islamic State group considers its capital. But there appears to be no agreement yet between the U.S. and Turkey on the makeup of the Raqqa attack force. Whether U.S.-backed Kurdish militiamen or Turkish-led Syrian rebels will be in the vanguard. North Korea allowed two Malaysian employees of the United Nations World Food Program to leave the country Thursday. They were among 11 Malaysians confined to their country's embassy in Pyongyang. The two had gotten caught up in a dispute triggered by the murder of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother. European Union leaders on Thursday voted overwhelmingly to re-elect Donald Tusk as president of the bloc.
Thank you very much, Joseph, and first of all, thank you for your trust in me, for your great support in these unusual circumstances. I am aware of this. But above all, thank you for this show of solidarity.
Tusk's new term will run from May until November 2019. A U.S. military investigation has found that U.S. forces killed between 4 and 12 civilians during a January raid targeting al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen. Those figures are according to U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, the commander who oversees U.S. military operations in the Middle East, and who testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Some lawmakers have questioned the value of the data captured by U.S. forces in the raid, but Votel said the U.S. did gain some valuable information, and he added there is no need for an additional investigation into the operation. This is VOA News.